from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got for us today, man?
All right, guys. The Lakers with a little switcheroo here on the uniforms. You see what they're going to go with for Game 5?
Yep. Yep. What do they got, man?
They have switched to the Mamba jerseys, which they were only going to wear in Games 2 and Game 7 in this thing here. But it looks like Game 5, the Lakers are going to break out those Mamba jerseys, which they have done very well in their 4-0 in those jerseys in the postseason. So I don't know if in their heads they're preparing for something here.
Oh, yeah, they are.
But they've played well in those jerseys. And obviously the symbolic nature of what a win in those would mean. So,
They're playing the Kobe for inspiration.
Right. Yes, they are.
Boy, they have maxed it out, man. No question.
All right, guys. I think we need a little Charles Barkley. We've had a lot of the ESPN crew here. So Barkley was just doing an interview with Dan Patrick the other day and, of course, got into gambling. And here's a little funny story from Charles Barkley.
The only time I've lost in the last 3 or 4 years was those Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons, what they've done in the Super Bowl and what they did against the Cowboys are two of the biggest choke jobs in the history of civilization.
What would you have won if the Falcons won the Super Bowl?
$100,000. I bet $100,000 on them. And listen, let me tell you something. Oh. I was drunk at halftime. I was doing shots. Hey, I was up 28-3. I was feeling it. And then one of my friends, Roy Green, says, "Yo, man, the game's not over yet." I said, "Dude, we're up 28-3. And then he says, "No, man, the Falcons are playing not to lose. They're trying to walk the ball up and down the court to let the shot clock go down."
Oh,
and he was 100% correct.
And as soon as Brady got the ball for the last time,
you knew it was over.
I know.
You knew it was over.
Damn.
And when they had the ball, and on the first play, they got sacked, and New England called a timeout. All they had to do was run the ball three times.
I know.
Make New England use up their three timeout. Kick a field goal, the game is over. I mean, Dan, that was so heartbreaking. That was heartbreaking.
Well, at least did you sober up in the second half?
Well, no, I just got drunk. Listen, that's one thing about gambling. You drink when you're going to win, but you drink more when you're going to lose.
Spoken like a true degenerate. I like it.
See, man, right. How many guys could just come on and do that, and we're sitting here laughing our ass off? But he's right about one thing. Two of the greatest chokes
ever.
And it happens to be our most popular sport, football. And in a big stage, you're playing the Cowboys. And the bigger stage, you're playing the Super Bowl, our biggest event in this country. And that is, you almost have to do stupid things to blow that lead. And they did.
What do you mean almost? They did. They did all the stupid things at the end of that Super Bowl.
And I don't know if they've got demons, but they have, like, you see they're playing and they're up early by 14. And I hear the guys in the booth going, "Well, that's not safe." I mean, everybody in the country sitting home goes, "Well,
right.
Atlanta's up 21 early. That ain't safe, you know." And it's like, can you imagine if we're all saying it And people watching and part of the game are saying it privately or publicly. Can you imagine what the players are thinking in the second half? Oh, no. Here they go again.
How do you think Dan Quinn feels until these zeros are on the clock in any game now? Yeah. Poor Dan Quinn.
Hey, his seat is about as hot. It's so funny. And both of them former coaches down here, he and Adam, those seats couldn't as, by the way, Adam.
Who's on a hotter seat right now, if you had to take a guess? The hottest seat in the NFL belongs to who?
The question is, who's going to get fired first, really,
right,
is what you're talking about.
Right, yes. I think it's Dan Quinn.
Yeah, you might be right.
Why don't you guys think about it, and we'll get back to the headlines here.
All right, what do you got? I'm sorry. That's what he asked me. Go ahead.
Tremendous topic.
It was your segment. Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Speaking of Tom Brady and that story, Brady has been thrown out of Jeter's house here because Jeter's selling his house for $29 million. So Brady is closing in on a $7.5 million waterfront estate in Clearwater. It's a five-bedroom house, 8,500 square feet, private gym, theater room, billiard room, media center, an elevator, and a private dock.
Should be just big enough for he and his family. Should just maybe, about do right, it.
Maybe.
You said he buy it, or did he rent? I'm guessing he bought. Did you say he bought this?
Seven and a half is not much for Brady, so I'm guessing he's going to go for the full
chump
purchase.
Change. Right.
Giselle chump found change. That in her purse.
Matter of fact, yeah. Brady, Tom goes, honey, I'll get this one. You don't have to get it like that. Hey, honey, I'll get this.
Right.
She goes, no, Tom, I insist.
You got the two in L.A. and the old one in New England, right?
I'm good. No, I'll get it. Just as long as we're on the water, let me get this. We got the boat. Let's do it.
All right, guys, we had an incident at the White House yesterday. Don't worry, it's not political. Calm down.
Jeez.
CNN's Joe Johns is the guy's name here, standing out in front of the White House doing his report, and he had a little visitor here listening to this one.
What?
Get!
There he is.
Ah!
No events on the president's schedule today, and important to say, the White House, especially from the dead frickin' raccoons, man. God, again, this is the second time.
Selfishly, I cracked up when I heard that yesterday. I thought that was as funny as I did.
Ah!
That's funny. Hey, I gotta tell you, I know you don't have raccoons where you are, but I got them out here in Davie.
Right.
And there used to be on any given morning at 4 a.m., open that garage door, which the garbage cans are right next to them on the way to the car, and the little family of raccoons decided probably good time to get out of the garbage can. It's scary, man. It scares you every damn time.
That's me.
Do you say that to them?
It's a little
bit of a
wake up.
Do you growl at them? Do you roar at them?
Yeah, I think you do. Hey, get out of here. Get out of here. They go, we're done eating.
We're done eating, right? Listen.
By the way, if you see the video, he threw like a box at them too before he growled at them.
Well, those are aggressive raccoons because people are feeding them, man. That's
right. Yeah, they're hungry,
we got
man.
Some problems. Yeah. We got some aggressive. Davy raccoons don't mess around.
We have some aggressive animals in general.
Some big ones.
Right. Big
raccoons.
Couple story more for you guys here. LeBron James unveiled his Wheaties box yesterday. He's on the front cover. A bunch of stuff from his I Promise School in Akron is on the back. The box instantly sold out on the Wheaties website, which means I will be spending the rest of my day today going to the local Publixes and trying to locate one or more of these boxes here so I can keep them as a nice little keepsake here.
That's funny you said that.
Well, the Michael Jordan ones, I actually looked into this yesterday. So these boxes are very collectible. There's a Merino one, which I'm guessing a lot of people down here remember, that like silver Merino one. You remember that? I think it was like for the 75th anniversary of the NFL, maybe.
So I got a Merino cereal box. Like I got some cereal boxes here of some of my favorite. I got the Merino one, but I don't know. Is it Wheaties or is it?
There was a Wheaties box. Zach, do you know which one I'm talking about? It was like a silver.
No, I don't.
It was a
I got a Marino's Hall of Fame cereal, but I'm not sure which
that might be.
It. That's a nice one.
Do you keep the cereal in it, Joe? Is the cereal
yeah,
still there?
No, it's there. Yeah.
I was reading in an article yesterday on how to store your cereal boxes, like if you buy them to collect them, and it said that if you keep the cereal in there, that the bugs can hatch inside the cereal and eat their way out through the bag and through the box.
Good God!
So they're telling you to get rid of it.
If I were you, I would just eat it. It's probably still good.
Oh, my God.
You know how old this box must be? Like,
Joe, don't do that.
Yeah, but doesn't cereal have, like, a very long shelf life?
Sure.
Yeah, this one's got Marino, like, throwing a football, and below it's got a picture of him on the box. But it – just looking up at it, turned around there and look at it. It's got a signature on it. Yeah, I don't know if that's the one you're talking about. Let me know if it's got any value.
Yeah, if you bring it over to me, I'll let you know. I'll put it up. I'll list it for you. I'll be happy
there's
to list it for
unopened,
you.
There's an unopened Dan Marino starting lineup, Wheaties box, rare, it says, for the record breaker. I guess when he broke the touchdowns or yards record on eBay for $350.
There you go.
Yeah.
The MJ ones are really expensive. The MJ ones are $500. So I figure, again, since LeBron's a much better player anyway, like if I acquire a few of these, maybe
every day,
20 years, it'll be worth more than the MJ ones.
I don't care. Like, you do this every day. I know you do it to jab me.
I'm not jabbing you.
And I think LeBron's really, really good. Like, you act like I don't think LeBron's really good.
Okay.
I just think
people that root for them are ass kissers is what you think.
Yes.
I got one more story for you here. A baseball card from Joe's childhood is going up for sale here that's expected to go for over $1.2 million. It's a 1909 Honus Wagner card, one of the most desirable cards in existence.
Wow.
$1.2 million.
Joe, if only when you were a kid in the early 1900s, if you would have kept some of these things.
I would just like to have those cards that I had, honestly, in the 60s would have been when I started really getting into the baseball. Oh, I wish.
How old were you in 1909?
I don't know, Woody. I have to go back and look at it there. I'm not sure. I have to look at my birth certificate, jackass. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up, man. We'll get to a lot more stuff here. You like that reaction to the raccoon?
Oh, he loves
man.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves it.
Woody gets on that little soundbite, man, and he gets him a little bit excited in the morning. Hey, I'll tell you what would get you excited. If you want to get excited again, Health Gains. What a great, great bridge that is right there. Hey, I just want to tell everybody out there, for men's sexual wellness, as you get older and you start to slow down, there's a zillion places out there that people can go to. There's only one place that start with. If you just go down there, you get an appointment, you meet them, it's safe, number one. But number two, Health Gains really is a leader in men's sexual health. They have been for the last 20 years. I've been talking about these guys. Their doctor, Dr. Haywood, and his staff down there are fantastic to make sure you get the right program to help you turn back the clock. Whether it's about getting your energy back or just getting your sex life back, a lot of men, and I mean a lot of men, are dealing with ED, and they've got some great treatments for you right now. This Gaines Wave treatment is fantastic. I've been telling everybody it's just a 20-minute in-office treatment. That night, you will notice a huge, huge difference. It's not any needles into your package or anything else. It's safe, and the results are fantastic. Matter of fact, you can look it up, but nobody has all the different great programs like Health Gains has for you. I'm telling you right now, you want to turn back the clock, feel better, sit down with professionals, and do it the right way. They've got so many great programs going over there right now. They have free consultation, obviously. You can save $150 off at Health Gains. Call 305-340-2282. That's 305-340-2282. I'm telling you right now, healthgains.com if you want to learn more about them. Fantastic place. There's a lot of them out there. Make sure you go to really the professionalism you get there. You're going to love Health Gains and get unbelievable results.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't
know. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.